This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen, the power of radio, it is unbelievable. The power of the connection between our listeners, you, and me, and Todd, and all of us here, and what we do is, it's hard to put into words, but the power of radio, I can prove it to you. With just this one story, I made the mistake in a casual conversation with a listener one day about not liking soup. Do you remember that, Nolan? I said I hated soup, which is something I've repeated many times in my 53 years. I hate soup, right? And all these calls come in. Oh, you haven't had this soup. You haven't had that soup. Oh, you got to give it to Mandan. If you go over there, you're going to love that soup. Oh, you got to. So at that actual day, I had one of our listeners bring in some Nephila soup, and now I'm hooked. So we were doing the Energy Matters thing yesterday at the K-Fire Studios, and I slipped over to the Main Avenue. I'll just say a restaurant on Main Avenue, so I'll just leave it at that. Todd, what's the name of the restaurant in the family-owned restaurant in Mandan?
Little Cottage Cafe?
No, the one over in Mandan. Mandan.
Freeze.
And you go underneath. Freeze. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Freeze. So they have, like, unbelievable, Nephila soup.
They have unbelievable a lot of things over there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. They're family-owned, so we'll give them a free
place. Yeah, what the heck. Yeah.
The place I ate last night, not family-owned, so I'm, not going there. Anyway.
We turn those people into advertisers as people go in there and go, hey, heard you on the radio. Heard
exactly.
You on K-Fire.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'd find out the power of the radio if we went over there one day.
Exactly.
Join Scott and Todd for a little Nephila soup eating contest. Anyway, I love the stuff. So it's a long way of saying thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It was so cold. The wind was blowing last night. I just said, I got to do this, and I was headed up to the hospital. And I always like to remember, if you ever go visit somebody in the hospital, obviously you're coming for the person that's in the hospital, right? But there's people that are also stressed all around that person, and they often sort of get tired of hospital food, and so I like to bring something for them. In fact, I'll never forget a buddy of mine, Terry Devine, rest his soul, great columnist for a lot of years. He was an AP reporter in South Dakota, North Dakota, columnist at the former Fargo Moorhead for years. I met him when I first moved to town. Just a gentle soul, nice man. Iconic journalist, the kind I miss, honestly, in journalism. And I brought him a Chippers, a big box of chocolate-covered Chippers from Widman's. And he was in hospice by then, so you kind of have that conversation with your friend when you know, hey, there's going to be a point. And so it's a fairly serious conversation, right? And he's saying, I know I'll be fine, and, you'll be fine, and Mr. Bill loves you. Our boss at the time was Bill Marcille, and we were having that conversation, and it wasn't easy because he was very distracted by the Chippers. He was absolutely loving the Chippers, see? and so I brought another box up for the family members, and then every time I see the family, they bring up those Chippers from way back. So I always kind of remember that, and so I brought some Nephila soup up for Gene Feeder, not for him because he's not on much of a diet right now, but for his family. And I did mention yesterday once in the afternoon on the air. But if you missed it, Gene Feeder, who is really, I think, probably in the top 1% of North Dakota leaders. And the reason I put him in a North Dakota leader category is that he is a quiet leader. He doesn't go around and tell people he's a leader. He doesn't say, hey, come follow me because I know how to lead. He just does the leadership. He just does stuff. People follow him because he's so good. He's just that wise guy on the, on the mount. And certainly for McKenzie County, and for Watford City, and prior to that for UND, he has done so much. It's unbelievable. Watford City is, it is like the shining city on the hill. It has been the little engine that could for so long. I love the town. I love McKenzie County. And a lot of what that town has become is because of the quiet leadership of Gene Veeder. There's good people in every corner of Watford City. There's been, I mean, you look at the investment of the Stengem family, you know, off the charts. There's, you know, a lot of people I could point to. Brent Sanford as mayor, incredible leader. So that, you know, a lot of people we could mention, but I think Gene Veeder is unmatched, honestly, in his leadership, just in what he's done, not for money, not for pay, not for anything other than a love of that part of the world, a love of collaboration and people getting together and getting things done. And he recently went on the McKenzie County Commission. And that's a lot of work in addition to his quote unquote day job now on the commission. And, you know, I don't think people in most counties in North Dakota have any idea what's required, especially in those oil patch communities of the elected leaders at the local level, the city, the county. It's unbelievable. It's meetings and subcommittee meetings and bickering and, you know, back and forth. And it's really, so I honestly think as a friend of Gene's, that's taken a toll on him a little bit. And his health has suffered as a result, and he ended up with you know, just a gallbladder problem that turned into a problem with the pancreas, and he's at Sanford Health in Bismarck now, but soon going to be transferred and get some world class care at Mayo Clinic, and I'm so glad. But do me this favor, because the power of radio. I'm going to go back to the power of radio for a moment, right? You heard me, I don't know, a month or so ago. Might have even been September. Todd, you remember when we got those hats from your buddy at the Donald Trump visit to Mandan, North Dakota, and your friend was on the side of the on the road there? What's his name again? Eddie? I forget his
name. Charles Tuttle.
Oh, I don't know where I got Eddie. Okay, Charles Tuttle.
No, I don't know where you get that.
So Charles is literally on the side of the road. Good entrepreneur. He knows cars are going to be stalled trying to find a parking space to get to Donald Trump, so he's selling Donald Trump hats.
Super smart.
Yeah, a neat guy. Unbelievable. He gives Todd and I two hats. The guy just absolutely, you know, gives us two of the hats, which is so incredible. I took one of those hats, left the event, drove to Fargo, and went to see a friend of mine that was in the hospital in Grafton. I'm sorry, he's from Grafton, Mayville more recently, Christopher Larson. He's a radio guy, sports guy, but been in a wheelchair most of his life and, you know, has some special needs, but is a special person like you can't believe. Well, he was down for the count. He was down for the count, pneumonia. Family called to his bedside 2-3 times. You know, we asked for prayers here. Chris is leaving the hospital on Monday. I'm going to put him on the radio tomorrow and talk about it. You know what that is? That's a miracle. And they happen every day. They really do. We just don't notice them. They happen every day. So I want the same for my friend Gene Veeder, who is, again, someone that North Dakota needs. We need Gene for a few more decades to help grow this great state and be the kind of iconic leader that others can see, wow, that's how you do it. So,
if so a nice just, Trump hat and a big bowl of Nephila would do the trick, is what you're
exactly
saying.
Exactly right. And you know what's so funny? I put it on my Facebook page, if you follow that, and I'd love to have you as a follower there. You can click follow, because Facebook only lets you have so many friends, so a lot of people say, I sent you a friend request, and you don't answer. You got to click follow. But anyway, if you click follow, you can follow along. But I have a little bit of Chris's story there, and I'll do some more this weekend. But so the hat that I brought back was one of the military ones. I think it had a flag on it and said, Make America Great Again, of course. A friend that later came to visit him took that hat because they put the hat right by him and took many pictures of it while he was in this horrific state again, basically a coma, you know, because he was sedated and had the tube, and it was unbelievable. And the friend changed Make America Great Again, and put, instead of the GC, Make Chris Great Again. So he took the America out, and so there was MC GA, and Make Chris Great Again. And again, that and the power of prayer, there you go. Right there, that young man will be leaving Monday back for the Mayville nursing home. You know, he's 30-something and in a nursing home. Think of that.
Wow.
And there are some, you know, and cognitively as sharp as you can be, and I mean, a great radio voice and loves sports. He does things for UND women's games and everything else, but just needs, you know, the kind of level of care that's there. There's very few places that he can go. His mother searched everywhere, couldn't find a place, and just couldn't keep him at home anymore. You know, that's why I'm so passionate about, you know, caregivers and what they do. And we talk about that a lot with our you know, monthly AARP chat, because it's just amazing when you walk a mile in somebody's shoes. Good time to think about all of this is Thanksgiving, and that's tomorrow, and a lot of gratitude that we probably should have that we sometimes don't think of, And maybe if Thanksgiving allows us to take a step back and say, wow, wow, look what happened there, look what happened there. And I would even argue, I tried to mention this with Gene last night, because I've been in the hospital. I've had, you know, my fair share of health issues over the years. And, you know, you're so miserable in the hospital. You just want to, but, you know, hope an anvil drops on your head. And nothing anybody can say can ever really make you feel that much better. But, you know, when I look back, all of that suffering, actually, if you don't waste it, and by wasting it, I mean complain about it, this is terrible, oh, poor me, awful. But you just say, you know what, it is what it is. I'm just going to offer it up. I'm going to understand that it's here for a reason, and it makes you stronger. If it doesn't kill you, it can make you stronger. So there is some value in that, too, when you're going through that. And then when you get through it, then you're thankful. Then you say, this is great. All right, let's get to your calls. Tell me what's on your mind. 1-800-228-0550. Steve Shields of Shields at the bottom of the hour. Why do they close on Thanksgiving? We're going to ask. And Kevin Cramer for a full hour, your congressman, takes your calls next hour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
First-time callers today on the program, free my pillow. First-time callers, free my pillow. So when you call, all you need to do is say, Manny, I'm a first-time caller. My name is Christian. I live in Fargo. I'd like to pick my pillow up in Bismarck because I like Bismarck better than Fargo.
Except Christian's not a first-time caller. Like,
I know. I'm just using him as an example. Yeah, and I was making a little joke there.
Not to mention the fact that you can't pick your pillow up in Bismarck because too many other people have already. Their pillows, but you
know. We have more on the way.
It's how much in demand they are, you know.
We have reinforcements. So once in a while we have to...
pillows are that bad, people wouldn't have been stealing them out of my office. So
those aren't pillows. Anyway, I'm little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles joke for you. I'm going to, speaking of Thanksgiving, a movie everybody should watch on Thanksgiving, Planes, yes. Trains, and Animals. We're going to do it as a family. By golly, can't hardly wait. Anyway, so that's all you need to do. If you're a first-time caller, or, by the way, a first-time texter, and trust me, we have ways of knowing, then all you do is your name, where you're from, where you'd like to pick your pillow up. You have two options on picking them up, Fargo or Bismarck, okay? Our studios on South University Drive or East Rosser in Bismarck at KFAR.
By the way, I save all the texts, so I will know if you're a repeat texter.
But Christian in Fargo and Ron in Bismarck are waiting to talk, and I'm going to get to you in just 1 second here. Hang tight. They're not first-time callers. We know that. That's okay. I mean, it's okay to be a third and fourth and fifth-time caller, too. That's the idea of getting you to be a first-time caller. Then you'll text and call back. You call 258-0550. You text 367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd. One of our fine sponsors, new sponsor, we welcome to the program, DAC Diesel in Bismarck. And CJ's on the phone. CJ, what's on your mind on this Wednesday?
Well, I was wondering if I can be a first-time advertiser for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and get a free pillow.
Interesting. Nice try. But we'd have done that the very first time you called. Yes, maybe. But, you know, we got to stay pure to our... We are glad you are...
Thinking, though. That's good capitalism thinking there.
Exactly. We are glad you're a new advertiser. We do like that, for sure. Yeah. Now, I have heard a rumor that you do such a good job with the diesel repair that you almost work your way out of business because you fix these rigs and they don't need to come back because they run so good. Is that true?
That is true, yes. I have my customers over the last 3, 4, 5 years, you know, they just, it was one of these things, once they started coming to me, I had a ton of work to do. But, you know, I'm basically at a point where I need to start advertising because their stuff hasn't been breaking down. They still bring their stuff to me. They're not mad at me or anything. They're just like, you guys, you fix our stuff and you're the only guy we come to, but it's in great shape. We don't need to come back. So, you know, it's a good problem to have, Scott.
Yeah, well, there's all the testament you need right there. And the buzz right now is the gas mileage, you know, the diesel mileage, the improved mileage that folks are getting with this little gizmo you have. You got 15 seconds to tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a TrueSaver 25. What it is it's a hydrogen generator that produces hydrogen. It gets injected into the engine. It's covered under the manufacturer's warranty, or I shouldn't say, it doesn't void the warranty. And it basically helps your fuel economy from 15 to 30%. It's awesome. Guys are loving it. And they are selling across the nation like crazy right now.
Find out more at DACDiesel.com or call CJ. What's the best number to get you?
It's 701-258-5011, or you can call my cell at 210-0888.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
You too, Scott. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I've got a question about, before I get to my little Thanksgiving Day joke, I've got a question about downtown parking. I wish I could have talked to the gentleman who was on earlier. I've been working downtown this week, and every 90 minutes you have to go and move your car to a different spot, which is at least a block away. You can't just move it to the spot next to the one you're parked in. They'll give you a ticket for that too. I'm wondering what the people that are planning to move it to downtown are going to do for parking.
Well, that's why there's more and more of the parking garages. This listener's talking about downtown Fargo, obviously calling from Fargo, and you know, that's parking is a nightmare downtown Fargo. It just is. And, you know, that's good thing. It's a good thing because more and more people are living there. More and more people are shopping there. So that's a good thing. but it is also like a challenge.
It's almost like they're discouraging shoppers because, you know, it's such a difficult thing to find parking that.
That's why you'll notice, you know, there's so many efforts going on where they're actually doing projects where the housing and the retail are in a building mixed with the parking, where there's a parking ramp built into the building, right, and more ramps. So I think they're trying to get their arms around it, but you're right, it's a problem right now for sure.
I'm suggesting meters.
I know, but of course you have this goofy legislation that doesn't allow it.
Is that right?
Yeah, the state doesn't allow cities to do it, right? I think that's still a rule. Well, there's some work to be done there. There's no doubt about it. Did you have a joke you wanted to share?
Yes. It has to do with soup, since you were talking about soup.
Yes, lay it on me.
So many people turned up at my house last Thanksgiving, we had to add more water to the soup.
I see how that works. Make it spread out a little bit, right? Maybe that's why I hate soup. I had some of your soup when too many people showed up. Yeah.
I think I'm related to you.
Oh, I'm down. Christian, thank you. Appreciate you listening very much. 800-228-0550. Manny, I'm a little confused here. I saw June. I forget what town she was from, but June wanted to come on, and then June went away. Was June a first-time caller? Okay, now what June needs to know, or any other first-time caller, if you call, we need your name, where you're from, where you want the pillow to be picked up. You don't get the pillow. Your name doesn't go on the little sticky note that goes on the pillow until you come on the air with us. So I don't know if June sort of chickened out, or if June thought, oh, I told Manny I got my pillow and I don't need to talk to Scott. All the better. I'm out of here. Doesn't work like that. Ask Ron in Bismarck. Are we hard to talk to, Ron?
Absolutely not.
They're like warm little lovable fuzzballs, aren't we?
That's Rush Limbaugh's statement, so yes.
All right, I better get my own. How about we're like a Snuggie. You know, we're just like a nice Snuggie right there on the couch potato favorite location. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good one. What's on your mind today, Ron?
I wanted to give thanks to a couple of guys in Mandan who worked their knuckles down to the bare bone to help Mandan and keep it going and bringing in events and bringing in things that help the downtown business people and their progress. And that's Del Wetch and Vern Cermak. They've been doing this for so many years. People don't have enough fingers and toes on their hands and feet to count how much they've done for us.
Amen, brother.
I'm so glad you did that, Ron. I really am. And I think sometimes, you know, we're thankful that we have good health, or we're thankful that our family's okay, but there's so many people around us doing so many neat things. You heard me a moment ago talk about Gene Veeder, what he's done for Watford City and for McKenzie County. I've not gone on the air to say thank you, Gene, for that. You know, I've had him on the air many times, but not said thank you for that. Now he's in a hospital. Now he's, battling a heck of a battle, and we're having to ask for prayers for him. Why wait till then? So you're doing it right. And there's folks in your communities that are just like that, so give them a shout-out. Glad you did, Ron. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. Thanks.
800-228-0550. When we come back, Steve Shield of Shields, iconic retail organization, not open on Thanksgiving, doesn't do the Black Friday hysteria. Why? We'll find out coming up next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hour. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. There are more listeners to this program than any other program on the radio in North Dakota. What does that tell me? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I better remember to thank the people that make it happen. And that is you, and we appreciate you, okay? Very much. Thanks so much. Also, want to tell you, we appreciate our sponsors. That includes PetroServe USA, the good folks that help America fuel better by giving you a choice at the pump, connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. That's a great match. Helps Main Street, North Dakota, too, every single day. And they have great locations. I was at their Valley City location yesterday. Big, new, beautiful location. Stop there. The cookies are fantastic. You can have the 4-for-4 special. They had some great bison gears. They do at all of their stores. Incredible bison gears at great prices. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Thanksgiving is supposed to be about thanking God for our gifts, our bounty, right? But Thanksgiving, in my mind, has become more about the quest for stuff at a really good deal and a really good price. And Black Friday has creeped into Black Thursday. What is going on with that? I want to ask a retail giant, Steve Scheel, a little bit about that. We're going to do that. Congressman Kramer is here for a full hour, taking your calls. A lot of tax reform questions already coming in. We'll be doing that in a minute as well. Just got to get J.D. and Bismarck in here because J.D. is a first-time caller. And thank you for that, J.D. We appreciate you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. We have a free MyPillow for our first-time callers today. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, J.D.? What are you most thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
And the other big question I have for you, white meat or dark meat?
White meat, for sure.
There's a man after my own heart. Just the best. Absolutely. That dark meat stuff, I just like, you know, give it to the dog. I don't know. Right? I know that makes a lot of people crazy, but it's just too slimy for me. I don't like it. That's wonderful. Anything else you wanted to say, J.D.?
Yeah, actually, I know Congressman Kramer's coming on a bit, and I haven't really heard this issue brought up on your show. I don't know if you're familiar with the FCC's repeal of net neutrality.
I am. Yep. That's something that's been in the news for quite a bit. What's your specific question for Congressman Kramer?
I'm wondering if Congress is doing anything to block this or stop this, because I think this could be a bad thing for people who pay for Internet.
So I will pull that question. We'll ask him. So just keep listening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I don't agree. I've dug into this issue a little bit, and I think these things are poorly named, and there's been a lot of boogeyman there. I think the FCC is right to do what they're doing, but I don't want to bait it with you. I want to get you an answer from Congressman Cramer. So tune in, JD, and we'll do that, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks. 800-228-0550 for more first-time callers. Steve Shield joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Steve, happy Thanksgiving to you, Eileen, and the entire team of Shields.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Looking forward to a day off.
You close your stores on Thanksgiving. Why?
Retail is a taxing business. Our people get here long before we open in the morning, usually between 5 and 6 o'clock, a lot of them arrive. They don't leave till 10:30 or 11 at night. We're closed Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter, and it's a time they should be spending with their families. And we're an employee-owned company. We really care about our people, and I can't tell you how they appreciate having from Wednesday night to Friday morning off.
Does it cost you if you said, sorry, we're going to tough it out, we need to make our year, we're going to be open on Thanksgiving, is your bottom line better?
I don't think so. Boy, if it comes down to that, we're doing a lot of things wrong. We think we lead our people and manage our inventories well enough that it won't make any difference if we're closed 3 days a year. And it's a matter of taking care of our people. We have very low turnover for a number of reasons, and one of them is because people enjoy working for us, and the people enjoy working for us enjoy having all day Thanksgiving off to get ready for Friday morning.
You know, when you're talking about them, just thinking about the enormous workforce challenges we have. I spent the day with Governor Burgum on Monday in Grafton and Langdon, and every person around the room that he talks to in these community roundtables has an issue with hiring somebody. They've got positions open. I think the number now in North Dakota, 13,000 unfilled positions right now. So, workforce is a challenge. Do you have data that says by doing what you're doing, closing on Thanksgiving and not joining the retail craze, that your retention rate is better, that you get a more quality employees that help your workforce efforts?
Well, we measure a lot of things in our business. A lot of things make a difference to the average associate that works for us, from how we care about them, the benefits we offer, scheduling time off for family and holidays, and it all adds up. I don't think there's any one thing we do that allows us to keep our people longer than most retailers, but I think it's a combination of everything we do, and we're constantly surveying our people and ask them, what else can we offer at Shields that'll make it a better place to work, where you can enjoy coming to work and working with good people every day? And obviously, Thanksgiving off. I talked to a lot of our people this morning already. A lot of people, Monday and Tuesday here, and you can't believe how many people just in our corporate office and our Fargo stores just smiled when I said, "Well, we'll see you on Friday, not on Thursday. Enjoy time with family."
That's really neat. It is. And, of course, as I said earlier, Black Friday has become Black Thursday now. I don't know when this started or who started this, but, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, I have family members that are like, oh, my gosh, you go at 4 a.m., you get this for that and all. Like, oh, are you kidding me? It becomes sport, and I think there's plenty of people that are still, they know where this their blessings come from, and they're good folks and everything else, but they still can get wrapped up into that craze. Is that something you're not proud of as someone in retail? Is that retail your competitors and just the industry in general going the wrong direction, do you believe?
Well, they have to run their own businesses. We run Shields. They run their businesses. They have to decide what they think is best for them, and we have to decide what we think is best for us and our people, and I'll put our people ahead of being open on Thanksgiving any day.
What do you, what is your Black Friday policy? Open at a normal time,
We open at 7 o'clock every morning. We have tried opening from 2 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning in a number of our stores. We have 27 stores across 12 states, soon to 13 states, and we just made the decision that we will open at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning in all those stores, and it's worked out quite well the last couple of years when that's been our policy.
I'm sure you're aware of this, but you had written a letter during the debate in the legislature related to the change in the blue laws, and that was a very, very close vote in the Senate on a number of occasions there, and people swinging back and forth. And I was, you know, I called myself a dinosaur through that because I just said, look, can we draw the line somewhere? You know, I get everywhere else is done different or whatever, but I just don't buy into this. We have to do it. I mean, let's just say some traditions are worth keeping. And I was very much, you know, in favor of retaining the laws because things just go like Black Friday does. They go crazy. And, you know, a number of people that were sort of on the fence were persuaded by your letter to say that, you know, here's Scheels, a respected retail entity in North Dakota. And, you know, their CEO is telling us, their chairman is saying, nope. You know, we don't need this. You know, that made a big difference. I hope you know that.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, there are 168 hours in a week, and right now retailers can be open 156 of those hours. And we think 156 hours a week is plenty for anyone to be open if they choose to be open those hours. And those 12 hours on Sunday morning, or again, we may be a little bit old-fashioned, but I think it's a culture that we're going to campaign for. If it comes up in the ballot again, it's a culture we'd like to maintain as Scheels, and we don't think that in North Dakota we have to go the route of every other state in the nation and be open for noon on Sunday.
Yeah, I understand they're gathering signatures now, so it will be no doubt a question that North Dakota voters will have to sort out, but do you plan to be vocal with the citizens as well about your position on that?
You bet we do.
Yeah, I think that.
Again, we think 156 hours a week is plenty opportunity for retailers to be open and do what they need to do.
And do you? I mean, by not being open again, look, I love Scheels. You have an amazing store, and anybody that is new to visit that hasn't been there, I always want to bring them there and say, look at this. There's the Ferris wheel. There's the all the fun that happens in there, and all the. I mean, it's a destination. It is. It isn't just going to the store to get something. It's a destination, and it's always fun. And I mean, if no matter what kind of fan you are, you're going to find something there. So it's certainly fun. If I like that experience as I do, and I want to go there and buy something, I'll go there when you're open. I'm not going to say, well, I wanted to buy my hat on, you know, my Carson Wentz jersey on Sunday, but now I guess I'll go get one at Target or something. I mean, does the business push this? Did you lose the business or do you get it anyway just within your hours, do you think?
Oh, we obviously probably lose a little bit, but it's so insignificant that, again, I will put our people ahead of that little bit of business we might do, you know, any time of the day or week.
Fantastic. It really is. And also, by the way, what you do with the presidents and history, the ads that you put in to talk about your values and your father and grandfather, I love it. Really do. I love the history and love that you stand behind, the fact that you know exactly where all this came from, Steve. So we do appreciate that about you and the whole Scheels organization.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. And, we're blessed and hope you and your family and everyone listening has a really happy Thanksgiving.
One last question. What's next for Scheels?
Well, we just opened a store much larger than Fargo in northern Colorado, and it's going exceptionally well. We open in Lincoln, Nebraska next year with our Fargo store is about 180,000 square feet. We open 240,000 square feet in Lincoln, Nebraska next year, and then we go to our first Minneapolis store in Eden Prairie. We bought the Sears store in the end of the Eden Prairie Mall, and we're demolishing most of that and building a 250,000 square foot store in Eden Prairie. And then our first store in Texas will be opening in spring of 2020 in North Dallas in Warren Buffett's Grandscape development, which will probably be one of the most unique developments in the world. Nebraska Furniture Mart of Texas will be anchoring that on one end, and they've chosen Scheels to anchor that on the other end, and it's going to be infilled with one-of-a-kind retailers to Texas and Dallas. So it's an exciting time for us. Things are going well. I'm surrounded by 7,000 just incredible people. It makes my job just easy.
Well, that sounds really exciting. And there's rumors about a land purchase that might mean a bigger Fargo store coming, too. So
we'll sit in Atlanta and just see what happens. We just spent a lot of money remodeling our current store and our corporate offices here in Fargo. And if need be, I think we have the best piece of land available to us. And if we don't need it, we're not going to lose any money on the purchase. So
that's for sure. Yeah, it's a great piece of land right at I-94 and I-29 in Fargo that has been recently purchased by Scheels. Steve, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate what you do. And I think it helps people to understand why you do what you do. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Sure. You bet. Thank you, Scott. All right.
Steve Scheels, chairman of Scheels.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is the spot we normally chat with our pal Jim from ND Flagpole at ndflagpoleguy.com. We're going to talk to him on Black Friday because I can't think of a better gift for Christmas than ndflagpoleguy.com. An American flag, American made. There's people right now trying to put up a big flagpole, and they don't care it's frozen ground. They're going to put it in the ground now, so you can do it now. But just buy somebody a flag, a good flag, and then buy them the ability to have their old flags used in the burial of veterans. Ask Jim about that. That's a gift. 701-571-FLAG at ndflagpoleguy.com. First-time caller, Linda in Selfridge. Linda, you've never, ever, ever, ever called us before, but decided to today. How come?
I need a new pillow. My pillow is being worn out.
Well, you can always use another My Pillow, right?
Absolutely. I love them.
All right. Well, you're going to get a free My Pillow just for calling and being the first time caller today. But why haven't you called before today?
Usually I'm listening on the way home from work. You're not live then.
Oh, I see. Later at night. I got it. Okay. Today you're on a little different schedule.
That's right. No work today.
Now, here's something people should know on the replay you're talking about, that airs 7 to 9 p.m. on KFIRE 550, that if you're listening and there's something that happens that you want to comment on, while you won't get on the air, you can get the comment. We'll use it the next day or whatever, or just want to give us a little feedback. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Then press 1 and leave a message. So, next time, Linda, we say something and you want to get in, you can just do that, okay? Because now you've gotten over the hump. You're the first-time caller, and it's nice and easy. You can call back again, okay?
That's right. And I was going to write down the text number, but since I was driving, I missed it.
There you go. And we appreciate you very much, Linda. Thanks a bunch. Thanks for calling. Call again, okay?
I will.
And we'll have a pillow for you in Bismarck under your name, Linda, okay?
Okay. Thank you much.
You bet. 800-506-9028 to buy your own. You got to get one of these. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Christmas will be better with MyPillow. Or a MyPillow bed or a MyPillow mattress. John Gottfried is our insurance commissioner. He's on the phone right now. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Wonderful. He's the answer man for us today. We had a caller, Bob from Valley City, call with a little bit of a problem. I understand you heard it that day, but I want to just play it for the listeners that didn't so they know what we're talking about. And see how we can help here. Go ahead.
My daughter used to work at a convenience store that she's worked there for 2 years, worked up into a shift manager and stuff. And they started delivering pizzas. Well, they said that because she's a manager, she's got to deliver these pizzas. I said, okay. So I went and checked with my insurance company to see if she's insured delivering those pizzas. And they said, no, she's not insured because that's a commercial enterprise. She said, well, I asked, can I get an insurance policy? She said, no, because we don't write those kind of policies. Come to find out, I called 6 insurance companies. Nobody writes that kind of policy. So I told her, you can't do that. Well, they said, if you don't do that, you can't work here. I said, well, wait a minute. You want my daughter to break the law just to deliver your pizzas?
All right. So there's the gist of it. The entity we understand is Casey's, and this is fairly new that they're delivering. And we had calls after that saying, same problem, wait a minute. Well, you know, other places say, well, I do it, but I'm an independent contractor. What's the answer here, John?
Well, you know, a lot of the personal auto coverage don't cover those activities, I guess, when you're delivering pizzas. I know there are some that exist in our state that do, or there's some endorsements you can get that can cover that period. I guess the bigger piece is, this might be the first time I've heard of a business that doesn't have that liability coverage, and maybe they do, and maybe there's just a miscommunication somewhere, but a vast majority of these folks, these pizza delivery, newspaper delivery, you know, delivery services that use kind of the non-owned, the, you know, if I work for them, my car is being used, they generally have liability insurance, and think about it from the business side of things. You know, if I'm out delivering a pizza and I get into a big wreck, a good attorney is going to sue me, but they're also going to sue Domino's or whatever pizza place I work for, you know, so they're going to go after the big pockets. So a lot of those companies are covered with the liability only on those things, but they don't necessarily cover, you know, the fender bender. If I got into a fender bender while delivering, my car wouldn't necessarily be covered. And so I want to commend the guy from Valley City, you know, Bob, who asked this question because he's asking the perfect questions. He's going about it the perfect way. And there is coverage available in our state. It's sometimes difficult to find, and that's where a good independent agent can come into play and help you find this coverage that you need. But the fact that he's asking the question is outstanding because, you know, you think of Uber and Lyft as some of the other questions we got. You know, those folks have liability coverage. So when they're driving, or, you know, when I'm driving for Uber and if I get into a wreck, Uber's protected, but my car is not. And so that's kind of what we've been going out banging the drum as much as we can to say, you know, before you let your kids or before you start driving for these Ubers or these Lyfts or these transportation companies, you got to talk with your insurance agent and make sure you got the coverage you need. Now, commercial policies do exist, and those are readily available, and you can find that. So this gentleman could purchase a commercial policy for his daughter.
But it's not going to pay. Right,
yeah, it comes to the cost benefit analysis. Then, you know,
yeah, right. I mean, that wouldn't pay out. Oh, great. So. All right. Well, I hope that helps. We want to get Bob an answer as soon as we could. Others texted and had different questions as well, so we did that. John, we're going to have you back soon. I'm asking Nolan to get you scheduled when it works for you, just to catch up on a number of things. So we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Appreciate it. The answer man today, John Gottfried. We appreciate that.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.